Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
I told you guys a couple weeks ago about the weird call that Jessica, or the text message that Jessica sent me about the bee problem.
Yes.
She's like, we got a bee issue. She goes, don't worry about it right now, but we've got a serious bee issue to the point where people can't get near our house.
So, is that bad?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. Well, I after doing some more research, it wasn't really that bad, and I was able to exterminate the bees successfully, and I showed you guys. I'm going to try to get this video fixed. Thank you. Danger.
Can I have the credit for that? Man project.
Did you wear one of those masks? The nets?
Full-on white thing.
The nets, yeah. And the khakis.
So I fully took care of the bee hive or nest or whatever it's called.
That video, though.
Yeah, if I can get that edited properly, I'll put it online. It was pretty insane. But I killed them all, right? So then fast forward 1 week, I just wanted to make sure that it was completely dead. And I went back and I looked at the space. It was a little hole in the ceiling where they were kind of getting between the ceiling, the porch ceiling, and the floor.
You
got to
talk, about mantis, the swarm.
Oh, yeah.
We're bleeding out of the hole. Yeah.
Do you know how many times I got stung? Zero.
How many bees do you estimate?
Thousands. Not kidding.
Thousands.
Yes.
We saw the video yesterday.
It was ridiculous.
Pouring.
I thought for a minute I was going to be that person on the news where they cut away a chunk of the wall and there's like the big giant hive underneath there.
Because that just happened to a woman where there were so many bees in her wall that honey was running down her window.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the applause for successfully exterminating the hive of bees.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Without one sting.
Nicely done.
So I went to the hardware store and I said, look, I got this situation and there's a hole and there's a beehive and blah, blah, blah. Next week, I want to patch it up. What should I do? And I got a couple suggestions. One of them was this stuff was to fill the space with this expanding foam. It's basically like an insulation foam. You would put it around a pipe. You would use it to seal cracks in your house. And it comes through. It looks like hair, like a real thick, heavy hair mousse.
Okay.
But then as it dries, it expands into a very hard styrofoamy.
I've seen that stuff
sealant.
Before.
Yes. And it's yellow. Like, I'm sure you've seen it if you have a crawl space in your house or whatever. And I was like, that's the best idea because I'll just shove the nozzle up in there and fill it all up. So I get Jessica to back me up. I'm like, look, you just stand at the bottom of the ladder. Because I'm still.
Funny just to start with. Honey, can you back me up?
You got
to
support me in this. And I'll be honest. I'm going to a little real talk right now.
Yeah.
I knew there were no bees left in there, but I wanted to make sure she was aware that there was a level of danger to what I was doing. So I asked her.
You were trying to turn her on a little bit.
I asked her to stand at the bottom of the ladder with the can of bug spray. I'm like, look, if any bees come out, sacrifice. God, I'm such a tool. I can't believe I actually said this. I said, sacrifice me. I'll go wash it off. Just start spraying.
Oh, my God.
I'll take the hit.
You guys.
Shoot me if you got to shoot me. But don't let any bees escape.
It's like a sitcom.
Leave me behind, honey. Just leave me behind.
It's a real life sitcom. You all need a reality TV show because this is great. Okay, I'm sorry.
So I'm up on the ladder. Your goal, please, for my sake, is to find an injury that's more stupid than the one I'm about to tell you about.
You tell this injury story. And can we tell a retro injury story of yours later on, too?
I shoved the... If you're talking about when I fell through the ceiling, yeah. I didn't get hurt. So I shoved the...
He fell through a ceiling?
Yes.
True story. He fell through his own ceiling. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let's finish this one.
I'm sorry.
I shoved the nozzle...
One at a time.
Up in the where the nest was, and I start filling it up. And Jessica's down at the bottom, and she says, you know, how do you... I mean, that's a whole giant porch ceiling. Like, you can't fill that whole thing. I'm like, this is an expanding foam. So I remove the nozzle, and I, you know, like how you would do with hair mousse, mm-hmm. I squirt some in my hand, and I hold it out, and it starts to... You know, expand in my hand. Yeah. I'm like, see how that works?
Like the blob.
And she's like, oh, yeah, okay. So I fill that in. Then there's another space over there. So I fill that in. Meanwhile, I don't want to take this goop of stuff to, you know, and throw it down on the ground because it's a cement patio and I don't know how it's going to come up.
That's in your hand.
So I'm on a ladder. In my right hand, I've got an aerosol can of expanding foam. In my left hand, I'm holding a ball of this expanding foam.
Your sample.
Yep. Balanced on the ladder, and then I fill it all up, and then it starts to come out the hole, and everything's good, right? So things are good. So I walk over to a plastic bag that we had on the porch, and I scrape off the ball of, you know, it's like a greasy, gooey, it's like I don't know, it's just gooey, greasy, gross, and I scrape it off into a plastic bag. Jessica goes upstairs. I go into the sink in the downstairs bathroom. I get the soap out. I start to wash my hands. My fingers are glued together.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
And I'm like, huh, this stuff's really sticky. So then I use my right hand to actually attempt to force the fingers of my left hand apart, and they won't open.
You're kidding.
So then I decide, well, I need to go get the can of foam to find out what do I got to do, paint thinner, gasoline? How am I going to do this? What takes this stuff off? On the can, it says, do not use this without gloves. Do not.
You don't need gloves to do this now.
Allow this to come in contact with bare skin.
Oh, no. What does the warning say after that?
If you do come in contact with bare skin... Visit the hospital as soon as possible, or you will have to wait for the stuff to completely dry and then break off one by one, which, according to them, takes up to 72 hours. But then down below that, it says if you spill it on any covered surfaces, use acetone, right, to get it off. So I said to Jessica, at this point, I have now called Jessica and I have confessed that I've actually glued my hand together.
All your manliness points just got wiped away.
And your octave level goes a little, honey. Right.
So I...
can you come here for a second?
So I went and got a... So I asked Jessica, I'm like, can you go in the closet and see if we have any acetone? Thinking it's like a painting thinner thing. She goes, that's what you use to move nail polish remover.
Yeah.
She goes, that's no problem. So she goes and gets nail polish remover that she has and pours it in a bowl for me. And I stick my entire hand in the bowl. And I don't know if you've ever gotten acetone into an open cut. But it is
horrible.
It's the equivalent of holding your eyeball open and then holding a lighter to your eye. So I suffered through that. I was literally sweating.
So you had a cut on your hand?
Yes. So I was literally sweating, but I had to get this stuff off. It wasn't working. It was like getting all goopy, but it wasn't working. So Jessica goes, and that was like an acetone blend. She goes to get 100% acetone. So she has now left for CVS. With my good hand, I Google this stuff to find out what it is. I still haven't told Jessica this, but it says on the website, if you get this on your skin... Don't use acetone because it will dissolve the product, causing it to sink into the first layer of your skin.
Oh, no.
The only way to remove it is for the first layer of your skin to flake and fall off, which will happen over the next 24 hours.
So if
you look at my hand.
Oh, yes.
I have got no layer of skin on the four fingers of my left hand because I was trying to show Jessica what a ball of expanding foam looked like.
Are they still glued together?
No, they're apart. Look, nanu nanu or whatever.
But well, that's so long and prosper. But what,
I know. I'm almost regretting what I did this today, because then I, as you continue to read on the internet, like, you're supposed to get a pumice stone. You know what those are?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's a big girl thing, but use them on your feet.
Yeah.
And use it to scrape the dead skin off your hand, which I did this morning in the shower. You guys all turned on?
Is it hurt?
Did you save a flake of skin for me?
Yeah.
It looks really raw.
I'll sprinkle it in your coffee. Hey, Crystal.
So I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, you know, just chilling. And my dad, who is a big guy, he's like 6'4", you know, he's heavy, he's a big guy. He's upstairs in the attic moving stuff, or I don't even know what he's doing. He's just up there messing around. And all of a sudden, this large body and pair of legs is like dangling right over top of my head with the sheetrock and the, you know, the insulation like all falling down on top of me. He actually caught himself with his arms, but his legs and like all lower body is hanging out of our like giant ceiling.
So Jeff, do you have any related story to her dad?
They
at least he caught himself with his arms.
Yeah, I did the same thing right when I moved into my house. I misstepped. I went right through two beams in the ceiling, and I fell into our guest bed.
Oh! It could have been so much more dangerous than that, though.
I was in the entire floor.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad there was a bed.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad Scott.
He landed where he did.
Scott, welcome to the show.
Scott
also fell through the ceiling. Hey,
we've had enough of those stories. I don't need to out myself right now.
Hey, Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. My dad really, really taught. He just takes the cake. He doesn't have one story. He has multiple.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the best one?
Well, one of them, he knocked a hole in his head the size of a quarter while chopping wood.
Oh.
He was swinging underneath a parachute and got the axe caught in the parachute.
Oh, God.
Did to yank on it until it came down and hit him in the head.
Oh.
That doesn't feel good.
You know those cement things that catches, like, the water, like, at the bottom of a gutter? Like,
yeah, spits it out in a different direction?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he dropped one on his foot and was on crutches for a while.
Oh!
He used a 10-speed as a step ladder to get his fishing rod down in the basement before we were on our way to Panama City. So he's hemorrhaging all over the house. There's bloody footprints everywhere. He doesn't go to the hospital to get stitches. No, his solution was to go ahead and go to Panama City. He proceeds to walk into the ocean, stick his hand in the salt water, because the salt water will heal it.
Nice. That's,
yeah,
you know,
I think the hole in his head had something to do with that one, that decision-making skill. So, yeah, that's just the ones that I remember off the top of my head. He's not allowed on the roof of the house at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Laura, thank you.
I love the danger of getting on something with wheels in order to be your support to grab something that has a hook on it.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Laura's gone, but I bet if we asked her, I bet the ladder was only 6 feet away from the 10
course.
Speed.
Easily.
Like, but there's a box in front of it. So yes. I'm not going to move that box. Right. I can use the 10 speed.
Yes.
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
What's going on?
Great.
Not much. How's it going?
Good.
Well, I'm starting to feel better.
Okay. I'm going to try to help you out a little bit.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm standing. I do a side job for Aaron's Rentals, and I'm tying in a ballast for a light.
Uh-huh.
Light. I'm standing up there. I know the thing's hot. I'm standing on the ladder propped up against the wall, and I go to strip a wire, grab the hot wire with my wire strippers with my right hand, reach up there with my left hand, and touch the metal on the wire strippers. Shocked.
Boom.
The crap out of myself. About fell off the ladder, and I yelled, stopped everybody in the middle of the Aaron's Rentals. They all stood up and looked at me.
And then you got to, if
Did
you're
you
a guy,
your
you got to play it off like it's cool. It's like, I'm good.
Yeah,
it's
I'm good.
Totally solid.
Really
it's
hurt.
Totally solid.
It really didn't hurt.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
If you remember Ellie called us up for the Why Do We Want to Talk to You on Monday segment. And here's a quick recap of Ellie's appearance on The Burt Show.
This friend of mine saw him the other night, and he was telling me about this woman that he met, and he's crazy about her. And one of his friends from school, it's his mom. He's single and available, but that doesn't make it right. He hasn't told his friend that he's crazy about his mom. He's totally flirted with the mom. The mom flirted back a little. And he's thinking of asking her out, and it's like a train wreck about to happen. I don't know what to do.
So we did ask her. I think Jen had one good question, poignant question for her.
What? I had what? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, because she had dated the guy, right? So a long time ago, she and the guy had dated. Then he was the one that was going to ask out his best friend's mom. So I think that she still had feelings for the guy, and I think she was even more freaked out that it was weird because she still wanted him and didn't want him to be with the mom.
So,
you know what I mean?
Agreed.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
She did some, yeah, like, she had already peed on him, and so she was mad that somebody else was going to have him. You know what I'm saying?
She had already marked her territory.
It was like territory. Right, exactly.
Hey, Ellie, welcome back to the Burt Show.
Look at Frankie.
Well, we don't know that, Jen. We don't know what they did when they
dated. You don't know what they like.
It depends on how
know.
It depends
different.
On how close they were.
Yes.
Hey, Ellie, welcome to the Burt Show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
No problem. Thank you for agreeing to join us. So, bring us up to speed. How did the weekend pan out for you?
Well, you know, I listened to what you guys had to say. I didn't necessarily agree with everything. And all I ended up going to dinner with my friend on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I just decided to let him know how I felt. I thought that was the fairest thing to do.
Okay.
And he absolutely refused to, like, take a moment and back down from asking his friend's mom out immediately.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Understand why I thought that was a bad idea. He couldn't understand why I felt like maybe he should tell his friend first. Like, I just could not make see how this, you know, could ruin his friendship. He just didn't think it was going to be a problem. He didn't want to have anything to do with what I was saying.
Did you feel any, I guess, did it strike a nerve at all when Jen pointed out that maybe you were a little bit jealous? Like, did that maybe, was that in the back of your mind at all?
No, I thought about it after she said it, and honestly, of course I still have feelings for him. I care about him, which is why I don't think he should do something stupid. But I don't know that I'm carrying a torch for him still.
Has he dated anybody? I mean, has he dated anybody seriously between you and now?
Not seriously, but he's dated other girls, and I've known about it, and you know, it didn't bother me. I've kind of seen other people too. It's just, you know, you care about someone, and you don't want to see them do something stupid. And this friend is a good friend of his, and you know, guys don't think. They don't think things through.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I mean, if you really don't carry a torch for him anymore and you're just afraid he's going to screw up his friendship, I get that. But he said he wasn't even going to be willing to talk to his best friend before asking out the mom?
No. He actually kind of got really mad at me that I would even continue to talk about it. And he stormed off to the bathroom, and then I did something.
What
did you do?
What did you do?
Well, he left his phone.
Oh, no.
So, no.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
No, please. Please, no.
No, everybody stop talking. What did you do?
It felt right at the moment.
What did you do?
I took his cell phone, and I sent his friend a text. And just a really quick, hey, dude, would it be cool if I asked your mom out?
Oh,
no,
God.
You didn't.
Yeah.
No, what? You didn't.
Oh, my God.
Are you being serious?
I was trying to let him know.
You are jealous.
Not as
you
cool
are a jealous
and
girl.
Greasy as you think it is. It is a big deal. I wanted his friend to call him back and be pissed at him, and I wanted him to understand.
But that's on him. That's not on you.
Okay,
that's on him.
Before we move on, you understand that was wrong, right?
No, she doesn't.
Well,
I don't think
my motive was wrong. I don't think I did the right thing.
So he comes back from the bathroom.
Oh. He has no idea.
No idea, you just texted his friend.
I dropped the subject. We finished our dinner. That was Friday night. I have not heard from him all weekend.
Oh, I wonder why.
So you don't have an update? You don't know if his friend, the friend call back?
I have not heard from him. I left him one message on Sunday. I just thought I'd put out a little olive branch, and I haven't heard. And I think
he knows what you did.
Surprise.
Do you think his friend called him back?
Oh, of course.
Or he saw the text. I mean, he looked in his sent box, and there it was.
I didn't even think about
and
that.
He knows he didn't send it. He knows she sent it.
Oh, well, I'm sad that we don't have closure
no,
on
I think
the
we get closure.
Asking, but I am happy at the in the so, undercover texting. That is brilliant.
So, by trying to save your friend's friendship with his best friend, you ruined your friendship with him.
Well, she probably ruined everything.
It's over.
Like, he doesn't want to be your friend anymore.
I feel like that's what you wanted in the first place, is you wanted to be all up in everybody's business.
Well, it goes back to what Jen said, is the fact that friends, if Jeff and I, we're big buddies, we're friends, boy, girl, and then he's going to do something that I think is crazy. I'm like, dude, are you serious? That is so stupid. But he says, I really want to do it. Okay, fine, whatever. I'll be there for you, but I think you're making a mistake. That's the extent of the conversation. And then we follow through together.
Right.
You have not approached this that way at all. So I totally agree with Jen that you have been hanging around because you're still got strong feelings for him.
Hey, Joseph, welcome to the Burt Show. How are you, Joseph?
What's going on?
Hey,
Ellie can hear you. You got any thoughts for her?
Yeah, I mean, that's how old are y'all?
Sorry?
Just out of college.
Ellie, how old are you guys?
I'm like 21. I think he just...
Yeah, I mean, that's like middle school, high school stuff, isn't it? I mean, you just need to let your friend do whatever he's doing.
I love the, isn't that very something if they had text messaging when Heather's was a big movie?
Oh, yeah.
Like something would totally happen in Heather's. Hey, TC, thank you as always for being part of the Burt Show. Hey, TC.
Look, I mean, she's trying to beat around the bush. First of all, she is dead wrong. Second of all, she knows she still has feelings for the dude. I mean, to take such drastic actions as to actually send the other person a text, she is totally cock-blocking.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Love it.
I agree.
Thank you so much, TC. Yep.
I think you're sticking your nose where it doesn't need to be.
TC cutting right to the chase, and then he's gone.
Yeah, he's in and out. I like it.
Hey, Ellie, good luck with this. If you happen to get anything new or hear anything new, will you please email
I will.
Tracy and let her know?
I will.
All right. Good luck with everything. And thank you.
Good luck on your friendship.
Yeah, and thank you so much for being a great radio guest.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. It's 9:30. This is the Burt Show. You don't like what?
I don't like her. That's a jerk move.
She loves him, and she was trying to sabotage all that. And it worked.
And think about it. They're at dinner. She's probably got a couple glasses of wine in her system. She thinks it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Who does that?
And then she just ruined her friendship with dude.
She should have changed his Facebook status while she was in there. If she had his phone, gone in there and made it complicated or something. It's
right now Ellie's like, oh, you're right, Jeff.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So I have a question for the ladies in the room, and there's a lot of them. Something
you're surrounded.
Yeah. Something I just now learned.
Okay. Just now, this minute?
Nope. In the past couple days.
Okay.
So, you guys all have bras, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. But most of them don't fit.
How often do you wash those things?
Well, how often are you supposed to, or how often do you actually?
Not as often as underwear.
If you're asking that question, then the answer is going to gross me out, isn't it?
I don't think it's going to gross you out. I don't know.
Well, I mean, bras are Yeah, I mean, like I just said, I mean, I think like with underwear, you tend to throw that after one wear. But bras, it's not after one wear. But it's not.
So it's every other wear?
No, for me, it's three or four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does ever go?
After about a week.
Like a sports bra, that goes.
Yeah, sports
as
bras.
Done,
right
sports
away,
bras
immediately.
Stink.
But a bra, maybe a week.
You'd wear it for a week?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're supposed to trade them off. Like, you're not supposed to wear the same one back to back because it stretches them out.
Because there's more that we
the bra or the boobs?
The bra.
Yeah.
We wear so more than one.
Yeah. So you're supposed
them?
To rotate them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you do like bra A, then bra B, then A, then B, then A, so maybe only throw in C. And then you get down to where you're like, okay, I really got to do laundry now because I don't like any of the ones left.
So you only own two or three bras?
No, not necessarily. I mean,
but
I
you
own
have
a
favorites,
bunch of them,
though.
But yeah, you definitely have favorites.
Yeah.
Now, why is it just...
You seem fascinated.
But I will say, though, that the women that, you know, don't wash them as often as others, they're, you know, it starts to discolor a little bit. So they're like, oh, well, I'll throw that in there.
What do you mean, like from sweat?
Discolor?
Well, like I've seen, like I, yeah, I've seen somebody's that was, not anybody I know now and not anybody I was with, but like, you know, maybe... You know, a sister or something at one point was like, yeah, you know, you needed to toss
like
that
white
in
bras
years ago. Yeah.
So like it goes from white to a gray.
When all bras were white.
Yeah.
Just that kind of underwire area tends to.
So why
not
is
be
it?
White.
And just I'm just asking exploratory, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that every other article of clothing that goes directly on your skin,
mm-hmm.
they would be considered, you know, like an intimate wear? Like, you know, even if, you know, for like a guy, it would be a T-shirt. And of course, underwear, and same for women, I would guess, would be underwear and a bra. Why is that the exception?
I don't know. I don't think because you have as many of them.
And why don't you have as many?
Because they're expensive.
They're really expensive.
Why are you surprised? And you just brought up shirts, like guy shirts. You
like
don't
a
wash
t-shirt.
Your, you don't wash
you
your
get
shirt
a
every
three
time.
Three pack of t-shirts for what, $10?
Yeah, but
a bra is at least $40 to $50
for a good one. Like
$50 for a bra.
Yes, for a good bra.
Oh, and that's
yes.
a cheap bra.
Yeah.
The one I'm wearing right now is like over $100.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Is it made out of gold?
No.
You'd think.
You would think so.
But guys don't wash. You don't wash those t-shirts every time you wear them.
I do.
You do?
Uh huh. Like if I wear a t-shirt, like
an undershirt?
I mean, I rarely wear a dress shirt, you know. But like if I have to wear a t-shirt under a dress shirt, like in the summer, or if for whatever reason I would have a t-shirt on. It only gets worn once.
But in the wintertime, do you do it too? Because I can see in the summertime.
Yeah, every time. Mm-hmm. Like anything that's considered underwear.
Because I would think that I probably wash my bras more in the summertime, more frequently than the wintertime.
Well, it's because you're sweating.
Right.
I was just fascinated. I know it's a weird conversation or whatever, but.
What made you think about women's bras?
I overheard a conversation. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I totally got to wash this. You know, had commented to it. I'm totally embarrassed because they. Oddly, we're talking about being in a dressing room together, and she's like, I'm totally embarrassed that you saw it, that I seriously probably haven't washed it in a month.
Because there's some worn-out bras in a whole month. There's some bras that they'll, you know, there's some women have their worn-out bras that they still will put on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to hang on to those because it's like when you haven't had time to do laundry and you get at the bottom of the pile, those are the ones that come back to bat.
And then you feel bad
you
because you forgot that you had a doctor's appointment the day that you wear that one.
Yeah.
And then you're embarrassed.
Is that the one that you wear when you go out on a first date and you don't
to
want...
To protect, to make sure that you don't do it?
To make sure you don't hook up with the guy?
Yeah, those are the ones that come out. Those in the granny panties.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I just thought the bra came off, went in the washing machine every time.
No, because you'll wear them out that way too. Because with the straps and the, you know, each side has the adjustable straps and then you got the clips and stuff. Like, unless you put them in a little lingerie bag or whatever and take good care of them when you wash them, they'll wear out really fast.
By the way, all those.
Hence, back to it being expensive.
Straps mm-hmm. and clasps and all that stuff. Women will never, well, maybe Melissa will. No, you won't because you are used to bras. But, like, mm-hmm. you will never understand the pressure a man feels when it gets to be bra time.
Really? But you,
yes.
years ago, there we had some odd competition in studio between you and Bert, and you got that bra off in a second.
Booyah.
Mm-hmm.
Now I believe it was Hobby's bra.
Yeah.
Now I'm all grossed out, and I want to go burn my hand because probably hasn't been washed in 3 months.
Maybe
okay.
not.
Well, thank you for the clarification.
Did you feel a little debris on your fingers when you... No, I'm just kidding.
Some
I'm
flakes.
Kidding.
It was damp. It was odd. It was gross.
This is The Bert Show.
This is a quick little recap of Brandy joining The Bert Show last week on Q100.
I work for a company in human resources, and a couple years ago, this guy interviewed, and he was about to be hired, and he filled out all the paperwork. He was set to come on board. He decided at the last minute he wasn't going to take the job, but all the paperwork was submitted. I processed the paperwork already, and like 14 days later, his first paycheck came into Human Resources Department and landed on my desk. I know this is wrong, but I really needed the money. For the past 2 years, I've actually been having his payroll checks direct deposited in my account. Because of the economy, the VP is meeting with all the heads, and I have been called into a meeting with him tomorrow, and they're going to eliminate certain positions, and I'm just terrified.
So let me make sure I have this correct, because it's still a little foggy. She hires the guy. Mm-hmm. He turns down the job, but his paperwork's already done.
Yeah.
And his paychecks are rolling in.
Yes. Yeah.
She keeps them for herself and manages to get them in a bank account.
She direct
somehow
deposits them into her account rather than into his.
So she's got that all set up, and that's happening for almost 2 years.
Two years she's collecting a salary that's not hers.
And now they're doing some sort of audit, and she knows she's going to get busted.
No, well, not necessarily an audit. An audit would come if they were investigating him. The guy whose Social Security number is actually getting the checks.
Right.
Which he'll discover once the IRS figures out that it doesn't line up with what he's reporting, because he doesn't know this salary for 2 years is reporting. What's happening at her company is they're downsizing. So the heads of the company are coming in, and they're saying which employees are most important and which aren't, which salaries can we get rid of? Which ones do we need to keep?
Right.
And she feels like that's when it's all going to come to a head, because she's been asked to join that meeting.
So,
or was asked to join that meeting. I think it already happened.
So, Brandy, welcome to The Bert Show again. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good. How are you?
We are good. Doing a lot better.
Just to find out what's going on with
I'm trying to interpret that the way you sound right now.
Well, I think what was shocking, at least for me, and I think even Brandy too, is when we had her on with us last week, we just had it on as an interesting call, and then one of you guys pointed out that it's $650 a week, which is what Brandy said the income was, times almost 2 years. You're looking at tens of thousands of dollars, making this probably a felony.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's it's fraud. It's company fraud. Identity theft, and, I mean, all kinds of things that are piled up against her.
It could result in jail. So I think it kind of dawned on Brandy at the same time it dawned on me, as you guys were saying it, like, oh, this is serious.
And I know you say that, but I think it's dumb that it only dawned on you 2 years after. Oh, not you, Jeff. I'm talking about Brandy, but 2 years. You're dumb, Jeff. No, I'm talking about Brandy. I mean, you were bold enough to do this, and so for you to act shocked 2 years after the fact, my point was that she's just upset because she's going to get caught. Mm-hmm.
So,
she had no problem taking the money.
So take us in from the time you got off the phone with us up until today. What happened?
Well, after I got off the phone with you guys, I was really, like, scared and freaked out. And you're right, I should have been before. You know, I guess I was just, like, in denial for the 2 years, but I didn't know what to do, and I'm like, I was terrified. I guess I didn't think of it like a felony until then, but I went home and told my mom, because I really didn't know what to do. And my mom, she's always been there for me, and she just went into total mother mode, and she's like, we're going to take care of this. And she helped me to come up with what I was going to do, so she told me I have to tell the company I work for, and she, we figured out it was over $60,000 that I took in, and she cleared out her entire savings, and I had a little bit saved too, but not much, and we were both able to come up with around $35,000, and my mother told me I had to go tell my boss and stuff, so I went. First, I called in sick for a couple of days, so I missed that meeting with about the employees and stuff. And I went down there, and my mom and I got a cashier's check for, like, it was around $35,000 that we had. My mom went with me, and I met with, like, my supervisor and told them what happened. And I was obviously, like, crying, really upset. And
okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You obviously gave them the $35,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I brought the cashier's check. I gave them $35,000. I told them what I had done. And I
now, just a technical question. When you met with your supervisors and confessed what you did and gave them this check, was your mom in there with you?
Yeah, my mom came with me because I just was a mess and I was crying and I really just couldn't pull it together.
How old are you, by the way? How old are you?
I'm 25.
All right, go
but
on.
But even... Okay,
well, yeah,
ahead.
Go ahead. I'll save my comments till later. Go ahead.
Well,
wow.
I mean, I honestly... So, I know it doesn't look like I'm a good person, but I am a good person, and I don't know
So, I know. Okay, so the company... So your mom is in there with you. Your mom's upset in there, and then you give them the money, and what happens?
Are you just hysterical?
My supervisor...
I'm going to guess yes.
Go ahead.
Like, he was like, thank you for bringing me the money. I can make no further comments on this matter. And we will be in contact with you in the next day or so. You need to contact the owner of the company and the attorneys and stuff. And so I was even more freaked out then because he didn't tell me what was going to happen. And I told him they saw it was $35,000 and I know it was more, so I promised to get them back the money and stuff. So
they took the $35,000.
Yeah, and he said he'd be in contact with me the next day or his attorney. So,
well, I'm sure they can't make any sort of comments. They're having to toe the company line and call the attorneys,
and they're liable too,
right?
Because
has the attorneys called you yet?
Yeah, they called me back the next day. Actually, the owner of the company called me directly.
And what happened?
God, he's a...
No, you think Jamal.
Go
ahead.
He's a Christian, and he's a very forgiving man, and he said he thought I was doing the right thing by telling them, and I brought back the $35,000 that I had, and he knows that it was from my mom's savings and from the little savings I had, and they said that they were... They had me sign like a statement or affidavit or something stating what happened that had been drawn up by their attorneys, and that I'm promising to repay them the money that I took from them, and they weren't going to press charges. And I'm just so happy. I was so scared I was going to go to jail. So.
I'm
a good person. I know it doesn't look like it, but it just seemed like. I don't know. I didn't hurt anybody. I know I did steal like thousands of dollars, but I know I was wrong. And I'm so lucky that he's giving me a chance. And I don't know how I'm going to pay them back because right now, obviously, I resigned when I initially had walked in. Obviously, when I gave him back the money,
did you get a reference letter?
Anyway, but I resigned. So I just don't know how I'm going to get the money back to them.
But
my mom's
even
help me too.
Well, I'm sure the company is going to help clear the guy's name, too, that, you know, and his Social Security number.
That's what I was going to
say. But I am infuriated because, I mean, of course she went into mommy mode, which, again, is such a generic term, but she saved your ass.
I know.
You know, and she took the money that
out
she
of
has,
her account.
Her account that she has saved up for and earned because, you know what, you're 25. So she's done her time. And here she has to come and bail you out again. So what is your plan to pay her back as well as the company? Because you're going to have to give her money back because she earned that money.
And I'm grateful to my mother for helping.
How are you going
to
pay her back?
I don't know. I didn't think about that yet. I'm just like super overwhelmed.
Of course you didn't.
And, like, I will definitely pay her back.
Break.
But first, I want to pay back my former boss and stuff.
Hey,
I cannot believe they're not pressing charges against
and
you.
That, hey. But that guy still can.
Because the mom was in there crying.
Oh, his whole Social Security and IRS is going to be screwed for 2 years. I mean, that's still on the books.
I think the company took care of that.
I would assume that they can probably back that up and go, this is a clerical error, and they probably got to send him letters to show the IRS and stuff. I'm assuming. Hey, Bonnie, welcome to the Burt Show. Bonnie, thank you for joining us while we're out in L.A. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I'm just really aggravated because her mother didn't cover for her and help her make it nice. Her mother is the one that has enabled her to keep on taking responsibility for her daughter's actions. Her daughter needs to stand on her own 2 feet and understand there's consequences to her own behavior.
Hey, is it Providencia or Providencia?
Yes.
Welcome. How do I say your name?
Providencia. Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
I am so furious with this girl. How dare you? You say I'm not a bad person. No, you are a bad person. You are a thief. And for your mother to have to go into her savings account, that is disgusting. And you should be ashamed of yourself. I feel the same way Melissa and Jen feel. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. This guy's life is ruined because someone stole my identity, and it took 2 years to clear it up. Two whole years. So something like this is probably going to take 4 years because companies don't check and they don't go over stuff. She is disgusting. She should cry. She should do everything because she is pitiful.
She should stop crying and suck up and try to figure out how she's going
to
pay everybody back. Suck it up. Quit crying.
Responsibility.
You're right.
Somebody made a good point. Somebody made a good point for via email about the thing with if he was attached to her bank account, you know, and all the direct deposits were going in, and there were any checks that didn't clear or credit cards that use that account as a reference or anything like that, that also goes on his credit report, which affects him if he's trying to get a car note or a mortgage or whatever. Hey, Robbie, welcome to the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show. How y'all guys?
Good morning.
We're good. How are you, Robbie?
I'm doing good, man. I've been listening to y'all show since y'all started. And my honest opinion, I think this girl is full of BS. I think she's got more than her 15 minutes of fame. I think it's all crap because when you steal from the government and they find out, they're not going to bargain with you. They're going to come get you and take you to jail. I think it's just a girl or a lady who made up her story. And when she finally gets off the phone with everybody, she sits back and goes, oh, I was on the radio, and I'm scammed everybody. I just think she's full of it.
Well,
I think it's just all a part to get on the radio.
Well, she didn't get confronted by the government.
Yeah,
she
approached
her company.
The government has been after
wasn't involved. Government don't know yet.
I mean, she can negotiate she can negotiate it with her company to have there be no problem, and she can even negotiate it with the other guy.
Well, she doesn't sound like she can negotiate.
It's still a crime. Her representation, her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just a couple more phone calls because they're all going in the same direction. What's up, Tracy? How are you? Hey, Tracy, welcome to the show. Hello? Okay.
Tracy's so mad.
Yeah, we're steaming.
Can't even talk.
Hey, what's up, Lucy? Welcome to the show. How are you, Lucy?
Hi. I would just be curious to know what else her mother has bailed her out of in her life. How else she's enabled her for the rest of her life.
Can you admit that, Brandy?
My mom was just always there for me, and I am really embarrassed, and I'm not proud of what I did, and I'm humiliated. And I just feel like I made a big mistake. I think a lot of the callers, the lady's right. Like, I'm wrong. I am a bad person. Maybe she's
stop
right.
Stop crying.
Well, I mean, I understand why she's emotional about it. I mean, I also understand why you're pissed off at her, but I understand why she's crying, why she's emotional.
And
she's done it for 2 years. She's stolen money for 2 years, and now all of a sudden she's going to get emotional about it?
Well, I think she wasn't in reality, and now reality has hit her
over
the top of the head.
But
I don't disagree with you on that, but I also understand why she's crying. And if she's made a mistake and she's going to make it right with her company, her mom, do her time, whatever, I mean, people make mistakes. I mean, it's a calculated one, it's a really bad one, and it's one that could still send her to prison, but...
As it should.
And I can't fault Bonnie for going to her mom, because if you have somebody who always backs you up no matter what and helps you out...
Is it Bonnie? Brandy.
Or Brandy, I'm sorry.
I would never allow my parents to take out of their savings to cover my fraudulent bud.
Well, my parents never would.
I'm just wondering what the affidavit said that she signed, because I'm sure she
did.
Did
you have
read
a lawyer look that over, Brandy? Or did you just sign it? You and your mom just sign it?
My mom didn't sign on it, but she read it, and I just was willing to do whatever they would let me. I don't want to go to jail, you guys. Like, you're blaming my, you're mad at my mom. You think my mom wants me to go to jail, even if I did this?
No, I'm mad at you.
You still can.
Well, yeah.
The government can come after you. I mean, there's only so much attorneys can do.
Well, I don't know. I'm just right now, I'm okay with the company, and they said they are not going to the authorities or pressing charges. And the owner of the company is a Christian, and he wants me to go to church with him and help me make my life better. And maybe I'm going with him to his church on Sunday.
You should pray. You should pray.
Yes, praying would be a very good thing right now, Brandy. And you are very lucky that you work for a company like that.
I know.
Good.
I know everyone's mad at me. I'm embarrassed.
Of course you are. I mean, I think all you've got to do at this point is to take steps to make it right. You know, take steps to make it right and take steps to look at yourself and look inside and figure out what got you here to this place.
That's what
you know,
I'm trying to do.
Like, what inside of you made you entitled to that money? Why did you think that that money should be yours just because you needed it and you didn't work for it? And you know what I'm saying? Like, what's on the inside stuff that's getting you to that point?
I know it's wrong now, but, like, honestly, at the time, I was like, I just...
Well, just make a difference for you. Make, you know?
It was just greed, and now it's over, and good luck with it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
It's The Burt Show.